Thank you all. Thank you all for being here. We're very excited to be here. As you well know, we're about six weeks into the process. We've just finished up our first stages of evaluating the college draft. We're putting the final touches on our preparations for free agency. And with that, we'll take some questions. Well, I mean, there's only one way I've ever known, and that's the process that we have done in Green Bay in the past. I think each individual who's taken that process tweaks it to their own strengths and weaknesses. And we're going to implement that process on how we acquire players. I think that model speaks for itself over the 20 years that they've been implemented the plan. Kickers. Either they make it or they don't. No, I think, you know, really, I think all of them are, as you get older and you get more years of experience, each position, you understand the traits and the mechanism it takes to be successful with each one of those positions. As the game gets faster, the position, you know, you have to grow with the game, and those positions have to grow with the game. So as the game gets faster, respectively, certain positions have to get faster as well. Well, I think it's a combination. I think you've been influenced by Ron Wolf, too. But we all started under the one plan, and it's been the Ron Wolf plan. And we've all grown from that plan. We've learned from that plan. And that's kind of where we are today. I think that plan speaks for itself. But like I said earlier, each one of us has tweaked it to our own strengths and weaknesses. Well, this is, you know, as you well know, he's one of a few free agents we have. It's been ongoing communication with his representatives. It will be an ongoing communication with his representatives. And as we get into free agency, we'll see what that is. I think a lot of football guys view him as a left tackle. Well, it's, you know, we've been it's been an ongoing communication with his representatives. We've had those discussions for the last couple weeks. We'll continue to have those conversations as we get to free agency. Right, I just can't name them off the top of my head right now, but we have anywhere between 6 and 8 quarterbacks who are going to sit and meet as a group collectively. They're big and fast. Yeah, it was amazing. I was at the weigh-ins here, and I was looking at the receivers. I was just thinking to myself, how much bigger these guys really are, and how bigger in terms of weight. There was a lot of guys in between the 210 and the 220 range this year, and you normally don't see that, but it shows you how big that position is getting. Well, it's always a challenge when you sit in that seat. Now, you have to embrace the challenge. I mean, it's exciting to embrace that challenge. To get up to what you have to do is, I think you have to go one step at a time, evaluating your team, then beginning to understand your team. Then what you do is you begin to understand the strengths and weaknesses of free agency, and then you begin to assess the strengths and weaknesses of the college draft. And then you put a plan together and you move ahead. Well, I think any time that you have a chance that there is turnover within an organization, there's a new regime, there's going to be some, you know, there's going to be a little bit of turnover. But as you well know, the process is ongoing. We're still in the evaluating process mode. As we get closer to certain timelines within this thing, we'll make decisions and we'll move the team forward. I'm considering 333 players in the combine right now.
Sure, you look at it, is that you talked about that, and it's always been best available. Is that your plan?
I do. I believe the best available Brandon player Coughlin, philosophy.
Washington wide receiver, table four. Brandon Coughlin, table four.
Well, you know what? We haven't finished the final process of evaluations. When I made that comment, it was a first phase of evaluations. It's an ongoing situation. And at the end, we'll see what happens. But it will be the best available player. I didn't understand that question.
Playing rookies right off the bat when you get them versus playing them, letting them kind of get their feet wet. How do you balance that? And where do you fall?
Well, I think what's happened is the teaching in college has gotten so skilled at the quarterback position. I think last year demonstrated that young kids can come in and actually wind up starting in the National Football League, where maybe years past it took 2 or 3 years for that individual to be a starter. But I think last year's class, it was a very special class, but they showed that they could start and be productive.
So you feel comfortable with that then, starting rookie?
Do I feel comfortable with it? If the coach says that he's able to start, I do.
John, can you put a so-called winning culture in place, or how do you help to create that in Kansas?
I think wins, when you begin a collective effort within an organization and everybody is in the organization, first off, when you begin to win, and then you have individuals within that organization believing and helping support and having the basic understanding that if we can support the efforts of the players, we can build a culture. And then all of a sudden, the people realize that, you know what, my efforts really do count. The players see those little things. And when you do those little things to help players, I think that goes a long way. I think Kansas City and Green Bay do have a lot of similarities. One may be bigger in population, but I think it's the Midwest. I think there's some Midwest values and traits that each respective city has with identities to that respective state. They're both traditional franchises. One has more, you know, world championships and Super Bowl than the other, but they're very proud fans. And you can feel, I've been there 6 weeks, and I can feel the pride of the fans, like the, you know, the Packer pride.
John, what's your evaluation?
I thought he was, I've never seen a player of his size and his strength do some of the athletic things that he's done. If you really watch him as he has developed and progressed in the 2012 season, I think he started slow. He was just beginning to get an understanding of how it was to make the transition from college to pros. If you really watched the later part of the film, you saw a player who had some unique traits that I was going to show, but he's got a lot of room to be a really good player, you know, for years to come in the National Football League. He's a big man.
John, everybody here wants to know who that first pick is. I'm sure some of you from Patriots want to know who that first pick is. For you, how soon before the commissioner says the Chiefs are on the clock with pick one, do you feel it's important you guys know who you're going to pick?
Well, as you well know, leading up, we have many months to come as we speak. It's an ongoing process, as you well know. Many things can happen from now until the draft. And I think once we reach that day when it's time to select a player, I think the organization as a whole will be ready collectively to know who we're going to take in the first pick.
John, Tyson Jackson is doing a lot of money this season. What's the update on him?
What's the update on him? Well, we're right now, again, we're in communication with his representatives, and we're just talking through some things. Oh, this is a very unique situation sitting here in the first spot, but I can say this, that if anybody wants to come up, they're more than welcome. But then again, I'm going to select the first available player, you know, or I'm going to trade. It all depends on the options that are presented to me. You know, that's why I'm sitting here, because I want to explore every opportunity possible what's best for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Do you think you'll get as many calls as most?
Time will tell.
praise of Russell Wilson and the way he interviewed last year. Is there a quarterback that has compared with him in the way they've interviewed at the combine?
You know, we really haven't had a chance to interview the quarterbacks as a group yet. In about 3 or 4 days, I could give you, you know, answer that question, but right now I really can't answer that question. I haven't really met any of them yet. This is the first time for me to really meet these guys.
Now, have you guys talked to Matt Cassel's
people? Yeah, I mean, we've sat and talked, and again, it's an ongoing conversation.
John, two more questions, guys.
Yeah. Well, is there is it a general statement or is it about a specific person? Well, I think when somebody walks into a room, a young man, he knows it's an interview process. Sometimes it can be a little bit staged. But I think as you begin to sense who they are as a person, you begin to feel the depth and the sincerity of their heart, the clarity of their mind. And then when you begin to feel their presence, you can kind of see certain leadership qualities, intellectual qualities, and a certain energy about them that you know it's going to be that guy.
Last question, guys.
I'm sorry. Well, that's a good thing. You know, a lot of teams have spent a lot of money for players to fly here to the combine and participate, and hopefully everybody would participate. The more the better, because, you know, it gives all of us a chance to evaluate that position and watch them compete with their peers. And there's nothing better than competition in sport.
Thank you.